We'll go ahead and get started. I appreciate everybody who's in attendance tonight. It is April 16th, 2026. We will move into our work session. Starting out tonight, we have myself, Chair Wiggo, Megan Ratchfield, Brian Vincent, Annette Judd, Ricky Carlson, and Dakota Worth. Jerry Chatterton is excused tonight, and possibly Mayor Shepherd, and Board Member Smalling will be attending via the internet, we hope. We'll go ahead and get started, and we'll turn the time over to the chief for the agenda items, which is the badge pinning for the new Northeast firefighters.
Okay, with that, Kurt, if you want to come, and then we'll have a swearing.
First off, thank you. This is awesome to see so many people here to support you guys, so take a look around. These are the people that matter, so we appreciate you guys coming. But Tucker Higgs and Anthony Hernandez, and is Mike Hayes here?
He's coming back from call.
He just
pulled in.
He just pulled in, so we'll hang tight for just
a minute. I'll say a couple.
Okay.
So, if none of you have the background between this oath, I'm Chief B. Craft, and we take this seriously. Like, our employees and our firefighters, they have worked hard, they're certified, they've trained, but most of all, it is an honor to serve the community and help the community. And we know that everybody gets paid a paycheck and everything, you have to do that, but this is more than that. We swear an oath to the community and the people that we serve, and we live by that. And so tonight, that's really important, and we take that serious here. Although, just by signing up and taking the job, they do that. This is just one more step behind the badge that that we honor them. And so it is a big deal, and we're excited to have these new members as part of our team. We're a brotherhood, and we all live by that. So I think, is Mike here now, or?
Yeah.
Probably ain't getting yourself
straight. He's getting pretty for you.
He's getting pretty. We'll all ask the others to come up, and he should be right in. There he is. Mike, come on up.
We can start now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sorry. Where do you want me to stand?
Right here.
Okay.
With the other guys tonight. Anthony and Tucker, if you guys want to come up as well.
So we'll swear them in, and then they're, whoever they've chosen to pin them will come up and pin the badge on them, and that's how we do the ceremony. So.
I'll swear you in. Repeat after me, and after.
Okay, please raise your right hand. I do solemnly swear that as a firefighter of the North Davis Fire District.
I will
obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
I will obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And respect the property and rights of others. I will fulfill my fundamental duty. To serve mankind.
To safeguard and preserve life.
And property against all the adverse effects of fire.
Medical emergencies.
And exposure to hazardous conditions. I will uphold the policies and procedures of the North Davis Fire District. And the standards of my profession. I will not allow my personal feelings, Preferences or prejudices.
Preferences or prejudices.
To deter me in the performance of my duties.
To deter me in the performance of my duties.
I recognize the badge of my profession.
I recognize the badge of my profession.
As a symbol of public faith.
As a symbol of public faith.
And I accept as a public trust.
And I accept as a public trust.
To be held so long as I am true to the ethics of the fire service.
To be held so long as I am true to the ethics of the fire service.
I am obligated to be courteous.
I am obligated to be courteous.
Fair.
Fair.
Efficient and honest.
Efficient and honest.
In all my contacts with public.
In all my contacts with public.
And my fellow members of the North Davis Fire District.
And my fellow members of the North Davis Fire District.
I will perform my duties and responsibilities.
I will perform my duties and responsibilities.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
And shall reflect the pride of the North Davis Fire District.
And shall reflect the pride of the North Davis Fire District.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Yeah.
Go ahead and come up, whoever is pinning these individuals.
Well, introduce your pinner, please.
This is my wife, Audrey.
Hi.
Hi. This is my mom, Dixie.
Hi.
Hi, Dixie.
While we're waiting, Jamie went to grab his badge, Anthony's badge, because he hadn't had time to get it yet, so we'll leave that. But just want to tell you guys as family, we're super excited to have these three individuals with us. Every one of them did a great job in their interview. That's why they're standing here today. We're super happy to have each of them, and we're excited for what they're going to bring to the district. So.
One.
Who's
got
a
knife?
Who's
got some
shear? 14
knives now.
Yeah,
help yourself
now, buddy.
Yeah.
First day,
should be
yourself.
Perfect, thank you.
Them aboard as we do in the interview process and the hiring process. They're automatically a part of our family from when we start, and their family is a part of our family. So we're a brotherhood, and that's how we look at things, and we have each other's back. And we want you to know that we're looking out for your loved ones when we're on duty. We're watching out for them. So.
Sure. And then if any of them need to leave after that, we'll give them a moment to do that as well.
Okay. So we're going to allow you guys time. If you want to do pictures, we like to take a picture with them over here by the flag, family, whatever. We'll allow time for all of that. And then
When you're done with that, you guys are more than welcome to stay, or you guys can take off and go celebrate. It's up to you guys.
I'll smoke through the rest pretty quick. Beer. Yeah. He's not old enough to buy that. Did you get that to work, Misty?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Rachel.
Let's keep going.
You don't have a lot of cheese for folk, do you?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Unless you want me to take all that.
No.
Hey, you might have been fucking vacation.
Right now, I'm in
Mexico. I can do that.
What?
Okay,
we're good to go.
We'll go ahead and get started with the rest of our meeting if you guys are ready. Are you ready?
Sure.
Everyone ready? All right. The next thing on there is the discussion of planning of the North Davis Fire District, including the fiscal year 2027 draft budget, capital improvements plan, and staffing. Chief, would you like to take that, please?
Yes, so I'll make it quick. So we've been hard at work with the budget committee and running numbers behind the scenes. Everything I can say is looking really good to the board, which is, this is really good news. We're very fortunate. From our projections and our tentative budget that we're building, that the board, of course, will see, there's not a lot of huge changes. There are a few, the staffing changes that we have proposed for the last 3 years, and then also the direction with the emergency manager position. But all in all, it looks like right now with about, and I think the budget committee would agree, about 98%, we're going to be able to bring the board a balanced tentative budget next month to recommend passing, actually, which is great. So next month, if it's okay with the board, we'll have, of course, you'll get your packet next month with the tentative budget, which looks like it's going to be the final one as well. But we'll hit line items real quick through it. We won't go through it. We'll just go over the major changes with the board if that's acceptable. And it looks like we're going to be able to balance that budget. Any questions on the tentative budget or anything? And by the way, just so the board knows, if anybody wanted to meet separately before next month with me to go over anything or any changes in it, be more than happy to do that. So the budget committee will meet me meeting one more time prior to that. But the next thing, interlocal agreement and the extension of MIDA Falcon. Just an update for the board. I've been working with Mike Wagstaff on the sunset section, but then when we got looking at it, because they want us to cover that Roy section where the museum is, that's in a different county, so we can't annex that. Well, their attorney says it's too hard to jump through those hoops. We'll be annexing something from a different county into our district. So they thought the best way to do it is to enter an MOU. And so they're drafting that MOU and ask for figures for us. We're actually just going to get paid, which that's even better. Chief King ran stats just with the section of MIDA that we serve right now. The prior year we ran 8 calls. Last year we ran 10. Mm-hmm. I suppose one day when Sunset's fully developed, whatever goes in there, those numbers will be probably about the same. So we're not looking at a huge. And then also in that MOU, it will include our impact and user fee, like, you know, inspection fees and all that. So that will be coming probably next month, maybe, a draft of that MOU to the board. At the same time, simultaneously, the county, Davis County, is drafting the MOU for us to cover this whole west area for a year. And if you remember right, we're going to do that for a year. I don't think there's going to even really be any dollars attached to it, maybe a little bit. But then after that year, then by state statute, the district will annex that whole area into their service area.
So, and the county's on board with it. They want that. So that will be good. But just so you know, in this tentative budget, we didn't budget any tax revenue from any of this. We'll wait till it happens and then go. The emergency management director, as the board remembers last meeting, I had got marching orders to put that in our budget and to meet with city managers and city officials to see what that looked like and how it penciled out. Since then, I've met with them, the city managers and Sunset City's representative, and I've talked to the chair and the mayors too, because this is kind of a mix thing. But that director position is included in the tentative budget that you're going to see next. And we've been able to balance this budget with that director's budget position in there, which is great. So that's the update on the emergency manager director. Now, I guess maybe what I should ask is, does anybody have any questions about that or anything? I did a presentation for Sunset. I went to Sunset City's council meeting. They have a staff meeting there. So I did present it to their council while I was there, and they were very receptive and didn't have any questions. They thought it was great. So I haven't been asked by any of the other cities to do that, and maybe I won't. I don't know. But
any other questions or concerns about that? Or any of the other topics he's covered so far?
When you do emergency training, the sewer district, the waste district, has asked that you include them in the emergency training. Like today was the Great Utah Shakeout for the earthquake training. So if you could, when we do those trainings, if you could add them into the fold, that way we can all kind of get on the same page in the event of emergency.
So that's great. You're exactly, yes, we will. Not only that, but we're going to be involving Public Works, your Public Works teams. They've got to be on board with the drinking water and all of that stuff. So they're going to be a direct liaison management of your cities. Now, that being said, I use Sunset City as an example because they've appointed a councilwoman to be that liaison. So what I foresee with West Point and Clearfield, let's just say hypothetically, we're going to start a CERT program for the district. That's all three cities. We're going to coordinate that or whatever, but there's going to be a contact liaison person at the city that helps mesh that program together. But yes, so does that answer your question, Councilwoman? Okay. That's all I... Any
others? Thank you. Anything you'd like to share, Deputy Chief King?
No, sir.
If not, then we will move into our Board of Trustees regular session. It is 6:30. Again, it's April 16, 2026. In attendance tonight, we have myself, Megan Ratchford, Brian Vincent, Matt Judd, Vicki Carlson, and Dakota Worth. Online, I believe we have Mark Shepard.
Yes.
And Board Member Smalley. And to be excused tonight is Board Member Chatterton. The first thing on our agenda is invocation and inspirational thought, and I'm not sure if we have somebody who's the big winner for that tonight. Has anyone stepped up to provide that for us this evening?
I can't remember.
I'm sorry.
I can't remember when mine is.
I also can't. So the suspense is going.
We don't remember.
I said
it to sign checks.
It's
going to
be Jerry.
Okay.
It's
Jerry.
Ricky
Carlson.
Rockstar Ricky, if you'll go ahead and lead us in that and the Pledge of Allegiance, I would appreciate that very much.
Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day. We thank you for all the many blessings. We're grateful that we're able to meet together, the fire district, to talk about business. Bless that we have the Spirit be with us and make good decisions. And bless all those that work for the district, they'll be safe. These things we pray for in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right, the pledge of
allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you again, Board Member Carlton, for your assistance with that tonight. Obviously, I don't see anybody unless someone from the department would like to make a public comment.
That'll be enough.
If not, then we'll move past that. We'll move right into the consideration approval of the North Davis Fire District's Board of Trustee meetings from the meeting from March of 2026. Anybody have any questions or concerns about the minutes from that meeting? If not, I could use a motion.
I move to approve the minutes from the March 2026 meeting.
I have a motion from Board Member Wirth. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a second by Board Member Redford. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The next thing on the agenda would be the consideration approval of the North Davis Fire District bills. Although they appear quite scary, has anyone had an opportunity to review those bills?
Yes.
If so, and they have no questions or concerns?
I do have questions.
Board Member Ratchford.
Okay. So, for the property taxes, there were negatives in the revenues category for 2024. Can you tell me what you got, like, in 2021? I think you got a payment or something.
So what happens is, the county, when they do this for property tax, periodically they come back and say, oh, we overpaid you, you need to pay back. So then they withhold that negative amount, what they would disperse to us that month.
Okay. Does that affect the budget that we're looking at for 2027, like the revenues?
No. We never really know. Some years we don't pay anything back, other years it's $40,000 here.
Which, may I?
Please.
It's funny that you ask that because that's an anomaly in Davis County.
It is.
With our district, too. Misty had that question down in St. George, and she was actually running through our taxes with the State Tax Commission, and they're like, they take money back from you? The only reason that I think can possibly make us a little bit different than everybody else is the personal property tax that we have in the Freeport Center and how it gets paid, I guess. But for 10 years, nobody has ever been able to really.
So do they tell you what they overpaid on, how they overpaid it? What?
No, it just comes back under those categories.
So it doesn't, they don't, there's not a call on that you can call to ask questions?
No.
No, and the other thing, but also, when they overpay, or I shouldn't say overpay, when we collect way more than what we're supposed to, we don't have a reason for that either.
Well, you wouldn't know why you overpaid, or if you overpaid, if they're not giving you any detail of what.
No, but I'm saying when,
right?
Like at the year end, when we receive more than we budgeted, this is what we've been talking about.
Yep.
We don't know why we got 300 more thousand either.
And they can't provide that.
And they can't tell us why.
And neither can the state tax.
Well, we get a good check.
Is it common every year for here that they take money back?
Not every year.
Not every year.
Okay. So there's no way that you would plan. Like there's no way they're going to give or take $50,000.
I don't dare.
You know, like you really don't know. I mean, like last year we returned $1.7 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty big. That's
a
pretty
huge
big chunk of change.
Yeah.
And so you look at that and then you say, okay, well now they overpaid us, so now I'll hang out $40,000 back or whatever. But I think it goes through you go through phases, and you see a little bit here and there. If you go through every line item every month, there's usually a negative here or there in different areas.
And I think that part of that, Mayor Vincent, and we talked about this, is, you know, they'll say to us, the district had 2% growth. And I'm like, really? Clearfield has 3,500 more units in it over the last 5 years. And yeah, it's only 2%? But yet then we collect more. Like, we can never get a direct answer from the tax commission or the county. I've had board members go down there with me.
Yeah, because there was a 2023 for -13. I thought, like, it just seems that's 3 years past.
Yeah,
you can sell their books.
And you can go through and you can pull these reports for every month. There was, and I hate to do this, say this, but like 1 year they made us pay back like $300,000. But then we receive way more the next year. I mean, it's just bizarre the way it works. Some years you don't get anything. It's been more stable the last 4 years than it has been in the entire almost 11 years that I've been here.
So we have entries for 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025, and 2026.
And 21.
Why all in 1 month?
Well, some of them are delinquencies.
Yeah, but I mean, is this like a sure up month or what?
No,
every month this happens.
Every month this happens.
Okay. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, every month.
And I can go pull my report while you guys are talking. Then you can look and see what we receive on a monthly basis. Then you become familiar with what we see.
And I believe, and the fee in lieu is a moving target too.
Yeah, right.
So
the property tax is just like that. That's some are listed as real estate, some are listed as personal business, and
yeah.
I wasn't sure if that.
And it's the way it's pulled up on the report and the way they itemize it out to break it out for us. Cody, you're probably familiar with these statements. Are you familiar with them?
I am. This is it's a complex and very nuanced conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody that could explain it?
Me, I'll go over it with you offline.
Okay.
Just because I'll spend an absurd amount of time talking about it.
Okay, cool.
But there's a lot of mechanisms that property owners have to either get refunds or exemptions on their property taxes. That plays a role into this. Some of them are hardship based, some of them are based on disability, you know, appealing the valuation. Like, there's a lot of components that factor.
So they get the money back to the resident then? So like $13,000 went back to the resident? Or
it's
just a credit?
Well, that sounds crazy. You don't ever think that happened.
we'll talk.
Okay.
But
I haven't received no check. So.
It's really convoluted, and to try and get a grip around it, which I've actually, not changing the subject, but I feel really sorry for the taxpayers. For them to understand it would be almost impossible.
Yeah.
You know, but it's kind of a slippery slope. Just so basically, at the end of the day, with revenues and debts, the state says average them, and then you're within statute. So that's what we do.
That's
great. Does that help, Megan?
As clear as mud.
Any other questions or concerns about the bills? Having seen none, if I could get a motion, please.
I'll make a motion to approve the bills.
And I'll second that.
I have a motion by Councilor. I knew I was going to do that. I have a motion by.
You're not wrong.
Board Member Judd, and a second by Board Member Ratchford. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We'll move on to the next part of our regular meeting, which is the consideration and approval of the North Davis Fire District financial report.
So we're on target. Everything's looking good. When I look at this, we met with First Professional yesterday. We're on target, on budget this year, and we also talked to them in depth about our tentative budget and what we should be budgeting in our tentative budget and came up with a really conservative, good number as far as ambulance revenue. So here, Megan, here's a good example. If you look at property taxes, we're at 98.41%, and we're in April. We've almost collected what we budgeted already. So if you go off of our past, we're going to collect way more in property taxes this year than we budgeted. Okay? And they're not going to tell us why.
But they're going to take it back.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
No. No, they're not. They're
I mean,
not.
That's 2021 through 26 in the...
We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's true, yeah.
Like, that's what...
It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, no. So anyway, I just wanted to point that out to you. So it just moves. But anyway, as far as the financials go, we're on target. We're looking good. Another thing that always jumps out at me, I take a good look at is wages and where we're at with wages, and we're on target with wages. We're actually moving along pretty good with our financials. So does anybody have any questions about them?
So our being fully staffed has taken down the number of overtime hours that we're drawing. Would that be a true statement?
Yes, and the fact that we, in the past, and Kurt, you can chime in on this, but we've had people out on workman's comp, which if you have somebody out on workman's comp for two or three or whatever months, it just adds 3 months of overtime, which is just kills your overtime.
Sure, yeah.
So we have that budgeted, we have that latitude, but right now we're tracking, we haven't had to use that. Yeah. And so if we have minimum manning, if we're at minimum manning, we don't pay overtime. We run, which in next year's budget, with the hiring of those three more employees, will make that even better, because we're not changing our minimum manning, and that should be less and less. Wouldn't you say, Kurt?
Yeah. The minimum will actually go up one, but we're not allowing more leave slots. So our minimum will be one more person, and then we allow two people off, and that's all we'll allow still. So,
and that still gives them plenty of time to take off.
But that does give us the latitude. I say minimum loosely because if there was a third person we chose not to fill with overtime, we still could and still operate, we believe, pending it being a long-term person being out on workman's comp or something like that. So,
super. Any other questions or concerns about the financial report?
Yeah, one. I'm sorry, you may have said this. You said you talked to about our ambulance revenue.
Yeah.
Are we just lagging behind on payments on that? Is that what it
was? We're journal entries back,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, so we collect ambulance. It will collect up through mid-September,
right.
And that will go back.
Okay.
Because we reverse out about $400,000 because of timing. And so, yeah, a lot of this timing.
So I could...
Whatever we collect up through the end of August plus part of September will go back into this year.
Which you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. But we did it two ways. It doesn't matter. Either way, we can either not journal into it back and it looks really good throughout the year, or we can journal it back, which we did.
We wait till about this time of the year, journal entry it back, so that we can get ready for the end of the audit for the end of the year.
Yeah, because the August and September, July, August, September ambulance bills are for June service. They go back.
You're looking about 3 or 4 months still a collection that will go back.
Does that? And it's on target. That's on target this year.
Yeah.
And we've been watching that close because you know how.
Yeah, I know.
Those clear as mud things. Any other questions or concerns? Seeing none, I could use a motion for the financial report, please.
So moved.
I have a motion by Councilmember Carlson. Do I have a second? Second by Kemp. Board member Worth, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I'll get it. Might take me 2 years, but I will. I will get it. The next thing is the fire chief reports. Chief, would you like to start with that, please, sir?
Yeah, I just have a couple, and then I'll turn some time over to Kurt. And so, our procurement policy doesn't require me to do this, but I feel better when I do. I've sold the 2007 Spartan Crimson engine. This is the engine that's scheduled to be sold because we're getting a new ladder truck. By the procurement code, it does not have to go to auction if we sell it to another agency, which I really have a history of. I like doing. I like helping somebody else in Utah and not ripping them off or whatever.
Is that the old 13?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. That's the old 13 engine?
Yeah. Yes. And it's a good engine, and we're going to sell it to Paragona. I called Pierce, our fire truck guy, and got a rough estimate of how much it's worth. It's pennies on the dollar for those, but it's still better than sending it to auction. We've taken care of it, and it will serve their community well. And that magic number was $15,000, and we're selling some of the ladder, some of the ladders and some of the equipment. When you sell an engine, you sell that with it, you include that. But we're selling it to Paragona. They had our last engine, which is going to, is it Canarville or something?
I don't
know. But, I mean,
they're getting a good deal.
Huh?
They're getting a good deal. Sounds like.
Yeah. We would if we sent that down to TNT, we'd get nothing. They don't really, you know.
And I, too, feel it's absolutely the right thing to do to support some of the communities. I know that when Sunset had their fire department, we got some things from, you know, help from some of the surrounding communities, and it was always a big deal. So
yeah.
I love supporting that.
Well, and that,
great program.
Here's a good example. What was it, a couple years ago, Chair? I think we gave Sunset an old ambulance we had for their water or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We bartered.
Well, we bartered. But what I'm saying is that's one of the communities we serve. Why not?
Right. Sure.
You know?
And again, we were very grateful. We appreciate
that. Yeah, we gave West Point
that's why I'm really supportive.
A generator. I don't know if they're using it yet. They're not using it yet, but...
Well, we don't have to.
No, you're... for your new shops or something? It's sitting out that we donated a...
That was gracious of you.
Huh?
I don't know about it.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
You
anyway.
Know about it, thank you very much.
Yeah, okay.
So I want to make the on record that the board's aware that we're doing that transaction. And then also, this is kind of a head nod. You don't have to vote on it. But going into our tentative budget with a balanced budget, our timing on our insurance, I usually have to get kind of a head nod from the board to go ahead and move forward with sign up.
Open enrollment starts
open enrollment.
May, ends like the 23rd of May. That will be, by the time we do our May meeting, it's going to be within days of the deadline for our employees to re-enroll. So we're needing a head nod from the board to say, go ahead and enter into this and allow the employees to start the open enrollment process.
Sense.
Which we've done in the past, but we just, it's timing on it, so.
Any questions or concerns about that from anyone?
That's all I have as far as, Kurt.
So that old engine that we're selling, do you advertise it, or do you talk to different departments, or how does that happen?
I just have connections, so you could advertise and you could try to sell it to somebody or by our procurement code, I would have to put it up for auction, which we have at times put things up for auction. That's the only way I can do it. I can't. But if you're selling it to another entity, another fire department, you don't have to do that.
So just from your connections, you knew they needed one?
Well, I know, yeah. Roy Spartan is their fire chief. He sold me ambulances for 30 years. In fact, our old engine, the Becker, they are done using that, and so they're just very gracious. so excited, and he actually called me, and I took it to my council. They approved me. I got a check. Did I make it out to the north? I'm like, oh.
Well, do you remember Sunsets Old International?
Yep.
I think we sold that to Perry.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Otherwise, you can't. Otherwise, you have to. It has to go to auction. You can't. And Pierce won't give you nothing. It's not like a vehicle, so.
How old is that engine anyway?
2007.
That cost $250, I remember.
$250?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're $900 now.
I was going to say, you can't buy anything for that.
Right? Yeah, we thought we were getting a good deal, but.
Yeah.
So does the insurance go down if we sell the truck?
It goes down a little bit, but it's going back up with the new truck.
So up and down.
It's not really
going to.
Does it go down if the truck is newer because of the less liability, or is that not?
Yes.
Well, but you're insuring it for more.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a toss-up.
Similar to like when you buy a new car, it's a little bit more because it's a more expensive car.
Great. Okay.
Any other questions or concerns for the chief? If not,
Kurt.
Okay. Chief, yeah, I've got just a couple stats to give to you guys. But for the month of March, we ran a total of 340 calls. That was up about roughly 20 calls from the other 2 months on average. So things were definitely busy. We ran 254 calls in Clearfield. We ran 4 calls in Clinton, ran 7 in Layton, 39 calls in Sunset. We went to Syracuse 5 times, went to Weber County once. West Point, we had 28 calls, and then we went to Weber County twice. So we were all over the place, but with that call volume, out of station 41, we ran a total of 74 incidents, and out of station 42, they ran 266 incidents. So they're definitely staying busy with that. And then as far as just updates on our employees, you saw a couple of the two gentlemen that were here on the right are. One of them was hired full-time for Ashley that moved to Carolina. I don't know which one of them. One of the Carolinas. He replaced her position. The other one's part-time with the anticipation of going full-time. And Mike was one that we recruited from Paysville a few months ago. But so that was kind of who those three are. As far as staffing, we're fully staffed right now. We do have one that may be leaving in a few months, moving to Italy, so we're aware of it. We're just kind of waiting. So I took a job in Italy, so he came talk to Chief and I, so we're anticipating that, but we'll be okay.
He's not leaving because he loves the district.
Yeah.
He
actually said he wants to, when he moves back, he wants to come back to work here, so.
In a different world, we have firefighter in Italy.
Right.
I told him he's going to be the tallest guy there. But
yeah. Aside from that, things are going really well with our staff. Nothing else to report.
Thank you guys so much. That brings us to the part where we as communities can share our time for the Denver City updates. Who would like to start? Mayor Vincent.
Grateful for the trucks and crews being out for Easter egg hunt. That was fun. They got some cool shots. They extended the ladder all the way up.
Oh, cool.
Took a picture up over the top of that. Made a lot of comments like, wow, you didn't know you guys had a drone out there. We didn't. No, that turned out really well. Appreciate you guys coming out for that. Not much going on otherwise.
Next year it'll be 106 feet instead of 75.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
All right. So the 388th Fighter Wing got the number one Air Force fighter wing in in the I guess it would be the squadron. So that was really interesting. There was an article on KSL, and it pinpointed the areas that they got the award for. One of them was going over to Iraq. So. Or Iran, I guess it would be Iran.
Correct.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting. We're going through budgets right now, trying to whittle down some of the extra areas that need attention, but we have to refocus the financials, and it's all numbers this month. So, anything else?
I don't know how you guys feel about numbers, but.
Numbers are great, but there's also cool things happening in this thing. She'll give you the math. If you're coming northbound on State Street, there's a new mural in Clearfield that is done. It's a big peregrine falcon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And some jets, which is cool. We approved funding for a new Aldo's playground across the street from the high school, which is very exciting. We got some renderings back yesterday with the Parks Commission. That will be fun to watch.
All abilities use that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool.
And then, I don't know if you guys have seen, but the air show, if you were planning. Yeah. Dan has been delayed 2 weeks, so.
It's being canceled.
It's canceled.
It's being canceled.
It's canceled.
It was postponed to June 19th and
20th
of 2027.
Yeah. So
you thought it was actually.
I thought it was 2 weeks. It's a whole year.
It's moving a year.
Never mind. Yeah. See you guys next year.
Yep.
I made the same mistake for a while.
I'll bet the truth is that the funding, because of what's going on.
Yes. Wasn't the funding as much as it is the attention of yeah. So right now most of with the troops being deployed, most of the resources are scattered. So they had said that they need to focus in the areas. And plus, it's a lot of risk right now with everything going on. The security needs to be a little bit more heightened.
200,000 people in the same place.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a scary time.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, like Megan said,
don't
I
want
think
to be a target.
It's the assets, not the funding, because he'll think it's all sponsored. And that's why they don't charge for their show. So. Mm-hmm.
That I didn't know.
Anyone else have anything they'd like to share?
And Dakota got on the Senate seat, so.
No. I got on the ballot.
The ballot, okay.
Nice.
Man.
That's cool.
That's still
I won
exciting.
The election we have in
No. Yeah, we're going through budget right now in Sunset. It looks like we're going to be able to balance the budget underneath Scott's great leadership.
Thanks, Ricky. I too want to thank the fire department for supporting us during Easter. It was an awesome event, and having C Shift there was amazing. Not only that, it kind of bragged a little bit. Anyone else get a C Shift Joker's coin? This dude did. And I was pretty excited about it. I got to get on Facebook and all my little social media pages and brag that the guys gave me a coin, and I was very appreciative of that, and it was a fun time. Great group of guys. I see them mingling with the crowd, which is kind of what I would hope and expect that they would do to be a member of our community, and so it was awesome to be a part of that. Just looking forward to a nice busy summer. And I know it'll be busy for all of you guys as well. I'm not a numbers guy, so budget is a terrible time for me, but I'm certainly glad to have a great group helping me through that. If nobody has anything else, I would make a motion that we for adjournment.
Where's Jerry? Isn't
that his job? Yeah, he's the first one to speak up. I have a motion from board member Radford. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from board member Wirth. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?